We're going to speak next with a longtime friend of Dennis Etch's, Marilyn Vogt Downing from Brooklyn. Marilyn, welcome to the special tribute show to Dennis Etch.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's my pleasure to be here for this event.
Marilyn, in a nutshell, can you tell us your reflections on Dennis?
Over the years since the 1970s, when Dennis and I worked together in the same office at Fassbinder Press, I met up with Dennis and Lois a number of times, and that's when I learned Dennis was a birder, and I attended an exhibit or two of the remarkable photos he had taken of birds that he had seen. But still, I didn't realize how profound and devoted a birder he was, or that a birder can really be, until I read this book and studied the photos of the birds he had photographed that passed through Compton Square Park and read Dennis's commentaries. The book, for listeners, I just want to say, the book really woke me up as to the bird life around me. And after I read the book, I tried to make a list of how many birds I could name. And it was only about 20 during my whole life. And this book has information and photos of almost 150 birds, 146 by my count, just here in Tompkins Square Park or passing through it. And his descriptions are so touching. And reading his accounts of getting up very early in the morning to go find out if some baby birds had learned to fly overnight or were ready to fly that day made me realize what it means to be a birder. And it is an unmatchable experience to look at these photos and read his descriptions, and it is a real tribute to the remarkable human being Dennis Etch was.
Well said, Marilyn. Thank you very much for your appreciation of Dennis. You take it easy.
Okay, thanks, Michael.